Edmonton Oil Kings, they've earned a lot of respect. Three consecutive years, 50-win seasons. Three consecutive years, 100 points. Three consecutive years into the second round of the playoffs, hoping to move on. Assistant coach, associate coach Steve Hamilton joins us once again. Steve, how did your battle against Griffin Reinhardt on the ping pong table go?
Well, I took home a silver medal, Jay, so that's a positive thing, I guess.
Yeah, but was it a close silver medal, or was it a dominating performance by young Reinhardt?
Well, that day, it was definitely a dominating performance. he's amongst the elite, so I was probably a little out of my weight category.
Now, what makes a good ping pong player in the Oil Kings? Is it just hand-eye coordination? What is it?
Well, for Griffin, it's the fact that he's got about a 25-foot reach and he covers the table, so you can't get one past him. But, yeah, it's a mixture of all the tricks of the trade, and those guys seem to have them.
Steve, you're going into the second round. I think the first round went as a lot of people expected it would. I look at the Wheat Kings and I see a series to me that's far more up in the air. Good to get the first one done and move on to the next one, but this is a totally different challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a much more diverse offensive team. When we were breaking down Prince Albert, they have their one big line that basically all their offense generated through that one line, and then Josh Morrissey on the back. So mm-hmm. We look for a pretty regimented matchup as much as we could. And to be honest with you, even when we went to Prince Albert, they didn't look to get away from it as much as we thought they might. I know that against Brandon, they certainly are much more balanced in how their offense rolls. So it doesn't make it as a single purpose a job to match. We'll have to be much more wary of all three, four lines, to be honest.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. As a coach, if you need to circle one or two or three names on the whiteboard in terms of individuals and then concentrate on doing what you do, which is what all coaches want to do, that's one thing. But with the Wheat Kings, how does your approach change in terms of preparation as a coach? How do you draw it up when there's a little bit here, a little bit there? You can't really pinpoint one or two guys.
Well, it goes back to, our best strength is we probably defend as well as anyone. And but with that being said, when we defend hard from our paint out, we're far less likely to get into a track meet. And that's the kind of game. I mean, Brandon is an excellent team in transition, and they have a lot of speed, and they certainly attack off the rush. Mm-hmm. And we want to really work from our way out and make sure that they have to defend, because I think that's an area where we can exploit some down low play. Got some big heavier bodies up front that can mm-hmm. get to the net, and that's an area we really want to emphasize. And it's not easy matching up if you get into a situation where you're trading chances shift after shift.
Coach of the Oil Kings, Steve Hamilton, joins us. Steve, the Wheat Kings, right, they're going to be a really good team for the next few years. They got a lot of good young players. Of course, Pollock on the blue line, an Islander draft pick, a first-rounder, is a great defenseman. But young Horlock and John Quenneville, some people think Quenneville might sneak into the first round as a drafted player. Talk about those two young guys. I know they're only 17. They're in their draft season. But, man, they are pretty good offensive players.
I think if you look at the future of Brandon is scary for the rest of the conference. And that's been, all the kudos goes to Kelly McCrimmon on being able to put a team like that together that's only going to get better in years to come. With Horlock and Quenneville, I mean, those guys have become real top-line players. And at 17, that's not an easy thing to do. So I think it speaks volumes of their ability. And I think they do benefit from the fact that they are such a deep team up front, and that's something that by design has probably worked well for them. They're not facing that top pairing every unit, because if they do, they come back with their next line. But Horlock's a very, very crafty player. He's able to score off the rush. He can go around you as a defenseman, and certainly Johnny Quenneville has a major league release and is very dangerous in the slot.
Steve, you touched on this with the Wheat Kings. They're a young team, and I tell you what, a lot of coaches might say, let's beat these guys now because they're going to be even better next year, sort of thing. And here and now is what counts. It seems to me your key players have a little bit more experience under their belt. They've been there and done that. They're mature players. I don't know how you draw that up, but do you see that as something of an edge?
I think 72 games is a long season, and you could almost feel it in our room, that anticipation of the playoffs. I mean, we went right down to the wire to secure our playoff position, but you could just tell that there's a different level of excitement now that the playoffs have started, and I think that leadership group, that veteran group of ours, very even-keeled personalities, I think they understand how long a good playoff run can go, and you can't live off of adrenaline. You have to play the game. And that's part of it, is not getting overwhelmed with the excitement of the moment. It's just staying the course throughout a game and then consequently a series. And I really like some situations that we faced against Prince Albert where we were down in games, had to stay the course, fight back, and we believe that start to finish, we have a pretty good 60-minute game, and it's to our advantage to be patient in the way we play.
Steve Hamilton, join us. Oil Kings taking on the Brandon Wheat Kings tomorrow, and then a noon start on Saturday before they head out on the road for games 3 and 4. Steve, how would you compare Brandon's overall game to the PA Raiders? If you're doing a scouting analysis, what's the different challenges they possess compared to your first-round opponent?
Well, probably their back end is probably a little bit deeper in terms of their puck movers. They've got three or four really, really good puck-moving defensemen. They're able to join the rush. We didn't see that as much against Prince Albert. So it's certainly, back pressuring the puck and tracking back to our zone is going to be critical against these guys, because they don't always just bring three, they're bringing four, and we need to account for that off the rush. So that certainly is one thing. Both teams had very dynamic power plays throughout the season, so we're facing probably the top unit, if not the top, one of the top two or three in the league throughout the regular season. So that's an important thing that we need to prep for. But certainly goaltending, I think they're going with the younger guy in Jordan Paperny, who doesn't have a ton of playoff experience, and certainly Cole Cheveldave was probably a little bit more experienced in PA. So a little bit of differences, and I would say probably the back end and then the depth that we talked about up front is probably the biggest difference.
Steve, maybe I'm oversimplifying things, but reporters tend to do that. Is this essentially, when we're talking about the attack, one team that's best off the rush against one team that's best off the cycle? I'm thinking of you, obviously, where you go down, you work the D, you work the corners, you work the front of the net, whereas they may be more of a track meet team.
That's actually pretty good analysis. I would agree with that. Our game is, we like to think we score off the rush, but in reality, I'd say most of our chances come from finding ways to get pucks through the net. Mm-hmm. We got, like I mentioned before, some big bodies that are able to connect around there. And quite honestly, our power play in the first series caught fire a little bit. And it's been a point of struggle throughout the season at times, and it really caught fire in that first round. And that was a huge difference maker for us, because when you're not scoring on the power play, it just magnifies the importance of 5-on-5 offense. And Brandon, like I alluded to earlier, great power play, but they're dynamic, and they have great pace to their game. They look like in many ways, like a young Portland team that we've seen the last couple of years. You can see the creativity in their offense and the way that they like to play.
Steve, best of luck. And as the playoffs go on, do you play ping pong now, or is the ping pong table off limits during the actual series?
Never off limits.
Oh, all right. Well,
can't play after a loss. That's about it.
battle back up. Try to get to the top of the rankings.
I'll do my best.